Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The Pentagon is more involved in social engineering than preparing our troops for war, and at the same time, there is an alarming increase in sexual assaults in the military against men. That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Bob, you sent a note to many of us who are in the media about the social engineering that seemingly is going on at the Pentagon.
Well, that's correct, Jimmy. There are a number of issues, whether it has to do with targeting people, so-called extremists, or promoting transgenders, or this whole critical race theory and woke policies that are inundating our armed forces. And arguably, it is really undermining the effectiveness of our armed forces.
It looks like the American armed forces are going to be politically correct, but very hollow as a military force to defend the United States. Your thoughts?
Well, that's correct, Jimmy. They're hollowing it out of people's vests, religious and conservative views, and replacing it, as best as these leftists think, with people that, quite frankly, don't tend to embrace conservative or patriotic views and will be a hollow force. You know, I was reading a study that was put out by the RAND Corporation, which tends to be leftist. And they did a survey that found that the sexual assault in the military, that 52% of all current sexual assault is perpetrated on men. That's an alarming figure. It indicates that we have a growing minority that self-identify as other than heterosexual. In other words, they're homosexual or something else. They are being sexually assaulted at a higher rate. So you have a lot of sexual assaults that are taking place in the armed forces at an inordinate level.
Colonel Bob McGinnis revealing to us the alarming rise in sexual assaults in the United States military. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Colonel McGinnis, who works at the Pentagon, brings to our attention what is happening in our military. Social engineering instead of preparing our troops for war, and at the same time, an alarming rise in sexual assaults against men in the United States military. Romans chapter 1, verses 21 to 32, reveals God's judgment against homosexuality, and Luke 17 warns that in the last days, homosexuality will be on the increase in our society. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...